In 1900, Yuan was convicted to imprisonment with hard labor for theft. Whilst he was in prison, he was given the opportunity to learn the art of shoemaking. This meant they had great confidence in him, considering all the sharp tools he worked with. At night, the tools were removed and the table you can see to the left of him was transformed into a bed. Nowadays, we often talk about compact living, and that is something that has always been a part of Swedish prisons. Every single detail in here is precisely calculated and carefully prepared in order to make the most of this small space. Have you noticed how richly colored Johan's cell is? A lot of visitors react to that. It's so easy to think that the past was black, white, and gray, just like we see in photos, but it was really not like that. Grass was green in the 19th century as well, and the prisoners had colored walls.